Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing Iron Fist Season 2, Episode 7, Morning of the Mindstorm.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Full spoiler alert for Episode 7. Man, this episode was fun.
Was it?
It was.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear you say that, because the best, like, three or four episodes, you've been really excited about it, and I feel like you're coming up to my level of excitement for this show.
Yeah, I am. This show has gotten good since episode about four. There are still a few problematic areas in a few of these episodes, but honestly, this one, I didn't really feel that way. This one felt good from, you know, beginning to end. Yep. Every storyline is kind of firing on all cylinders, and every storyline is making sense. All the motivations are making sense. There are real emotional moments and emotional stakes throughout this, with Davos getting students.
Yeah.
That was incredibly ominous and incredibly badass, which is kind of what I want to see out of a villain. Like, you kind of want that, like, fun to watch badassness from them, but, like, being sort of terrifying and ominous at the same time. I loved that. Joy coming around to wanting to help Danny, it seems like.
Maybe.
I think so. That going back to Davos and then asking for the bowl seemed pretty obviously working for the good guys, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she could be doing that whole, like, enemy of my enemy is still an enemy kind of thing.
Sure, sure, sure. I don't think she's, like, 100% becoming, you know, altruistic, but I think that she's at least been convinced by Misty that it's in her best interest to help.
Yeah. Yeah. I worry that she wants to get the bowl and then just, like, chuck it in the Hudson.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good point. Or get the bowl and become the Iron Fist herself.
Oh, bum, bum, bum.
but by far, I think the most interesting part of this episode was Davos getting students and building his army in a whole new way.
And wanting
to get Joy on his side too, as like the way he's talking about being her protector. It just felt like he really is trying to build a life. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. I like that he understands that the city is really big, and the cancer of the flesh that it has, you know, all of this crime and awfulness in the city is not something that he by himself can solve. Like, he's kind of taking it upon himself and build an understanding of like you have to change the people.
Yeah.
You have to change the minds of the people in order to fix the problems that are present.
He has big goals for his Iron Fistery. Yeah.
Man. He wants to fist big things. That was too far. I'm sorry.
A little too far.
I knew it was going to be too far, and I tried it, and it still sounded bad.
Indeed. So, yeah, I really, really like this episode. I like that I like where Davos is going. Man, the sponsor, Meacham's sponsor, being pregnant.
Ugh, yeah, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. And then you, like, the guy who plays Ward, like, at first, in the first season, I was just like, god, this guy is so boring, he's so bland, he's so one-note. But, like, he has shown in the past few episodes that he really has some chops. Like, he can make some emotion come out on screen. He can really affect my emotion. And then when he heard that she was pregnant, like, the way that his entire persona changed, like, I was like, that guy actually might think that this lady is pregnant from his kid. Like, I know he's acting, but I'm not sure. Like, he may actually think that.
Yeah, I think he's done a pretty good job. And just the Ward character, this whole actually going through the addiction steps and, like, learning and, like, messing up, and it's just been good. It's been really good to watch.
He's a real person. Like,
yeah.
It's fun to watch real people.
Yeah, he feels pretty real. And what about it? What about Miss Mary realizing that Walker is an invention to protect her, and that she needs Walker, and that she's appreciative of Walker, and deciding to become Walker in an attempt to like sort of forge a truce. That was real interesting.
Yeah. What? How about that? That name drop though, Sokovia.
Yeah. Super fun. Deep continuity. Love it.
Yeah, boy. We get. Well, it's not like it hasn't been confirmed or anything that she was in Sokovia during the big thing.
Oh, come on. Yeah, it was. That's the thing.
She said, "You pulled us out of that hole in Sokovia."
Yeah, that's totally something happened in Sokovia during the Sokovia incident in Ultron. So I have no doubt that is what that is about.
Maybe.
Come on.
I want it to be. Far as continuity.
It straight up is. Like, that's... I mean, sure, it could have just been a different Sokovia incident.
What else happens in Sokovia?
Plus, this lady's not that... this lady is not that... Wait. That hole in Sokovia, and then it shows her in that prison cell, right?
Yeah.
That was the Sokovian prison cell, I'm guessing?
Yeah. That's what we're left to assume.
Do you think it was Strucker who had her?
Ooh.
Because they said they had tried on a lot of different people to give them abilities, and most of them had been failures.
Yeah, that maybe. And maybe.
It's possible that even her double identity or whatever was caused by the experiments with the redstone. That is what I would have to assume. Like who else had her in prison? Maybe it wasn't these Sokovia events, whatever. I mean,
the way that the cell looked was not the way that the cells looked in Strucker's fortress in Age of Ultron, but then again, that could be the reject cells.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I think that looked a lot like the cells. It looked a lot like the building from Ultron. And the cell we saw Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in at the end of that other movie that I'm blanking on. It was Winter Soldier. At the end of Winter Soldier, we see the Miracles or whatever, and they're in a special cell that's there to hold the Miracles. I'm assuming that either rejects or people that hadn't gone through the process yet would be in some other kind of cell, which I think is what we just saw. That's pretty cool. Well, that's pretty cool.
The Miracles that he mentioned, like, they were in a cell with like glass walls and like a bed and stuff.
Yeah, well, I think those were like. Those were specifically for them because they were powered people. They had to have specific cells to hold them.
You guys were a success. You get the nice cell. Here's an upgraded bed.
Well, I think also that maybe they were just like an observation. They had those special, power-proof glass walls for observation purposes. Whereas, if they just had a bunch of people they were trying it on, they might have just thrown them in a hole, as she calls it. I think that's what we're supposed to assume. That's pretty awesome. And I wonder if if they did the experiments on her, if it's possible that her dissociative disorder has something to do with those experiments, like the way that it works, or if we get a Typhoid Mary out of the situation, like we've talked about from the comics. There's a third personality. I wonder,
because right now there only seems to be two.
What if the third personality comes out and it has powers that are derived from the Mind Stone or whatever?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Could be cool.
It could be cool, but I'm not sure if I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't care if it's different from the comics. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Okay. No, I mean, that's fine. You have your fun.
Having my fun. I'm having my fun. This is what I do. I think that's definitely what they're going for, that she had some like connection to the Sokovia and probably to the Strucker situation that was in Sokovia.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So, what's your outlook on the Danny and Colleen relationship kind of ending and going to a different stuff?
Yeah,
like jumping to a different path.
I thought it was a little odd that Danny smiles when and says yes, Sensei, because I think that was a super sad scene. And like, Danny, just go find yourself another sensei. Like,
right? There are other senseis out there.
The two options are not to train or to train with Colleen or not to train. The option is yes, you have to train. Colleen doesn't want to do it. She just told you that she's going to emotionally cut herself off from you, which to me means breaking up probably. If you train with her and then you're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, go find yourself another sensei. I'm not saying she's a bad sensei, but like, she was a sensei of like young kids in Chinatown. She was kind of a younger feeding into the bigger hand. Like, I don't think she is. She's not a Iron Fist level sensei. I wouldn't think. You know, like I wouldn't think she's a great fighter, and I think she's probably close to Danny's level, if not better. But I don't think the show has showed us that yet. Like, I don't know. She's been great in all her fight scenes, but.
And you're supposed to find somebody who's better than you.
Yeah.
To train with.
Also.
Like, or to train under.
Also, that's not how broken legs work. Like, you can't train away a broken leg. Like, if that's his major problem, I do know that, like, if you've got a broken leg, you have to give it time to heal. You don't have to get a sensei to keep tripping you. Like, that was dumb. And that is not how you fix a broken leg.
It's a dick move, Colleen. You're hitting my good leg and taking it out. Come on.
How do you fix a broken leg? Sweep, kick, sweep, kick, sweep, kick. It doesn't.
Probably not.
That was dumb. That was pretty dumb.
It was mean.
And I know he has a special brace that's supposed to be helping him quick heal.
Yeah, I know. It's a Rand Industries special compression brace.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that tripping him isn't going to cause more damage.
Yeah, I don't think squeezing the leg with a special brace is really going to accelerate the healing process when he got his entire leg fisted.
Yeah, I mean, it's just either way, it's a broken leg. I don't think that Davos went full on ham with him. He wasn't trying to kill him, and he wasn't trying to destroy his leg forever. He was just—he
lit up the fist and punched his leg.
Yeah, but
like that shatters everything.
Probably didn't go full on.
He only half fisted it.
Yeah,
just the first knuckle.
Yeah, just three fingers.
Three finger knee punch. I think that's a new band.
Yeah. All right. Anything else in this episode we're not talking about yet that we should? I think we hit all the major storylines. Misty's going back to the police to try to find a way to get some police involvement.
Misty keeps getting disappointed by different police people.
Yeah.
And
ever since, including in Luke Cage.
Yeah. Like, in her series, in the series that she showed up in originally, and in The Defenders, and then here, like, she keeps getting disappointed by police people. You know, there would come a point where you would just kind of give up and leave.
And become a private investigator, and you need a partner. Who's that gonna be?
Oh, that's the thing! Colleen was putting up flyers that said, "See something, call us."
Oh,
almost
nice.
Almost like she was starting an agency.
Maybe. I don't know that that's what she was doing there, but that is interesting that she's just getting out of the community and doing things that are similar to what we hope she ends up doing, which is Daughters of the Dragon, which should happen instead of this show. I like this show. I am liking the show, but so far, most of what I like about it is still periphery characters. I'm really interested in Davos. I'm really interested in Misty, and I'm really interested in Colleen. Like, they're like my three things that I'm most caring about on this show. And I feel like all of them could be on their own show without all the other stuff, and it'd probably be a better show.
I don't know, man.
All right, guys. Well, we are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. If you want to reach out to us, hit us up at mcucast.com, at mcucast on Twitter, facebook.com/mcucast, mcucast@gmail.com, or call us and leave us a voicemail at 573-CAST-MCU. If you'd like to support the cast and get all this Iron Fist content early and ad-free, you can check us out at patreon.com/mcucast. We will be bringing these episodes to you as quick as we can, including, I think they all should be up by now. So if you're listening to this on our normal feed and you are wanting to hear the rest of these episodes right now, they are all available over on the Patreon. So just go to the Patreon, click, and the last few episodes are already up and ready to stream. So, yeah. But otherwise, be back with us tomorrow for episode 8 of Iron Fist, and we will be with you then. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.